Dancing time for dancers.
From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. The Funkees have been featured on 3 of Soundway's Nigeria special compilations. Now, that label presents a full-length retrospective of this fine band. This well-curated compilation collects all of the Nigerian singles, including their most famous hit, a superb war cover, heavy Santana-influenced rock, and equally heavy social commentary. Positive No is playful. The name inspires conundrums instantly. As it is, they are a positive. Standout Georgia Purchase Agreement condenses Archers of Loaf and Broken Social Scene. Between Tracy Wilson's breathy Sky Edwards command and this overcast, rock-rolling gray clouds of season, Positive No's Via Florum is a bittersweetly nostalgic album for a cozy Macy's Day Parade sort of winter. In case it's been a while in your hard heart since the tremulous, warm, ether-borne fantasia of Panda Bear's Person Pitch pre-pretension, the spunky sap of Cowie's Hidden Trees might be just what the metacultural music doctor ordered. It's an appreciably substantive approach to the sort of free-floating freak folk whimsy of the past decade, and, in being so delightful, also functions as an antidote. From northern Benin, part of the, quote, Islamic funk belt, Super Borju's sound is rooted in the traditional rhythms of their country, mainly those of the Bariba and Dindi ethnic groups. But the band is also fluent in the Cuban-derived Congolese styles, American soul, and Nigerian Afrobeat that were so popular all over Africa. The end result was a fully modern, rural band, simultaneously local and global in outlook. Mantra Deyi's self-titled full-length is equal parts lunar rock, runestone, and keyboard-soaked love letter to the 70s, working a furious, proggy devotion that oozes out of every instrument. Mantra Deyi, band and album, are incandescent, incendiary, and at the right moments, unhinged. They are the fine progeny of progsters, astronauts, and highway stars. Marsh Stepper makes swamp disco of dated drum machines, urgent vocals made to stutter, and unearthly tides, fuzzy and cold. Marsh Stepper managed to be brusquely communicative even in their murkiness, alternately guzzling down samples and regurgitating them through a foghorn. It's indeed like sinking in up to your knees, and it doesn't take long to become fully submersed. There might not seem to be a lot in common between Dead Sea Apes and Black Tempest. The former traffics in rolling sonic tectonics, the latter conjures up electro-cajmiche wonders. But their collaboration on The Sun Behind the Sun effectively generates a third entity that stands toe-to-toe with its parents. Both contributors get down to the core of their individual work, plastically coiling around each other like a double helix, and turning the spotlight on their shared DNA. Richmond-based sound artist Anduin refreshes material scraps in this uncanny and resonant mix. The tension between articulated percussion and sustained ambient currents creates a uniquely insecure space. This is a temperate stargaze, creeping through its rustic balm and tepid temperature, warmed by a verdant flush and chilled by vigilant drone and saxophone hoopla. Not too arty and not too dark, Anduin is just right. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.